بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most sincere and caring of people towards people, and the most knowledgeable of what benefits them. His advice is the most important and the most beneficial advice. And from his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's great advice is what is related in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that a man said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, advise me. He said, do not get angry. He repeated the request several times, and he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, do not get angry. Because of the importance of this great instruction, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's repetition of it, the scholars have elaborated extensively on this hadith. They have given it great attention and have selected it among hadiths to be memorized and studied. Some of them have derived more than 50 benefits from it, even though the wording of this advice contains no more than 6 Arabic letters. And when a companion would say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, advise me, he was asking him sallallahu alayhi wasallam to guide him to a door of good that he could adhere to. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised this companion to avoid anger, which indicates the blameworthiness of anger and how severely destructive it is to a person's faith and worldly affairs. For that reason, it was mentioned in some narrations of this hadith that the man said, so I reflected when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what he said, and I found that anger combines all types of evil. It is notable that the man repeated his request to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam several times, but the Prophet continued to advise him not to get angry. This is evidence that anger is the totality of all evil, and that protecting oneself from it is the totality of all good. Ja'far ibn Muhammad, may Allah have mercy on him, said that anger is the key to every evil. It was said to Ibn Mubarak, may Allah have mercy on him, summarize good character in one word. He said, abandoning anger. Similarly, Imams Ahmad and Ibn Rahawa interpreted good character as abandoning anger. And the Quran mentions that among the virtues of restraining anger is paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever suppresses his anger while he is able to act upon it, Allah will call him before all creation and will let him choose whichever of the hur, that is the maidens of paradise, he wishes. And avoiding anger is a reason for attaining Allah's pleasure, as indicated in the hadith narrated by Abdullah bin Amr, may Allah be pleased with them both, when he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what will keep me away from the anger of Allah, the mighty and sublime? He said, do not get angry. And in the hadith narrated by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, who said, a servant has not swallowed a gulp more excellent before Allah, the mighty and sublime, then a gulp of rage that he restrains, seeking thereby the face of Allah the Exalted. All of these hadiths indicate the importance of avoiding anger. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised this man, do not get angry, and repeated it to him. Avoiding anger includes avoiding its causes and triggers. Some people become angry when they sit with certain individuals who provoke them, so they should avoid sitting with them and keep away from whatever stirs their anger, wherever it may be, thus avoiding anger and its sin. Some people become angry at their family, children, or those under their care if they see faults. The way to avert this anger is by overlooking faults while striving to remedy these deficiencies without anger. It was narrated by Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Khuza'i that he said, I heard Uthman bin Zayd say, well-being is 10 parts, 9 of which are in ignoring faults. He said, so I related this to Ahmed bin Hanbal, and he said, well-being is 10 parts, all of them are in ignoring faults. And avoiding anger after it occurs is achieved by subduing it, lessening its effects, and controlling the emotional reaction. as in the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the strong man is not the one who overpowers others in wrestling. The strong man is only the one who controls himself at a time of anger. And anger is from shaitan. So seeking refuge in Allah the Exalted from shaitan lessens and removes anger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a man who was angry and said, I know a word that if he were to say it, what he feels would leave him. If he said, I seek refuge with Allah from shaitan, the expelled, the anger would go. And an angry person is commanded to sit down, as is indicated in the hadith. If one of you becomes angry while standing, let him sit down. If his anger goes away, otherwise let him lie down. This is because the one standing is in a heightened readiness for retaliation, while sitting reduces that readiness and lying down reduces it even more. Thus, the Prophet ﷺ instructed the angry to move further away from the state of retaliating. And the angry person is commanded to remain silent, because exchanging words increases anger and leads to fighting. How many of those in graveyards have lost their lives due to anger? How many crimes have been committed in a state of anger? This could have been avoided by the permission of Allah had the Prophet ﷺ's advice in avoiding anger, its causes, and its consequences been taken. If one speaks in anger to their spouse, their words may lead to divorce and a breakup of the family. Hence, the hadith states, if one of you becomes angry, let him remain silent. Salman, may Allah be pleased with him, said to a man, do not get angry. He said, you have commanded me not to get angry, yet something overcomes me that I cannot control. Salman said, if you become angry, then control your tongue and your hand. And if someone speaks while angry, they must strive to say nothing but the truth. Among the authentic supplications is, and I ask you for the word of truth in times of pleasure and anger. Al-Hafiz ibn Rajab, may Allah have mercy on him, said, this is very rare that a person says nothing but the truth, whether angry or pleased, for most people when they become angry do not hold back in what they say. Performing wudu is among the means to curb anger and its onset and to lessen its effects, such that the angry person extinguishes the fire of their anger with water. As Abu Wa'il ibn Qais narrated, we entered upon Urwa ibn Muhammad al-Sa'di, and a man addressed him and made him cry, angry. So he got up, performed wudu, then returned having performed wudu and said, my father told me from my grandfather Atiyah, and said, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, anger is from shaitan, and shaitan was created from fire, and fire is only extinguished by water. So if one of you becomes angry, let him perform wudu. Allah Almighty said, and hasten to forgiveness from your Lord in a garden as wide as the heavens and earth, prepared for the righteous, who spend in the cause of Allah during ease and hardship, and who restrain anger, and who pardon the people, and Allah loves the doers of good. This great advice from the Prophet ﷺ to not get angry, and what has come in numerous other hadiths about managing anger and reducing its effects, clearly indicate the destructiveness of anger, its effects on one's faith and worldly life. And it has been established that anger is a cause of many chronic illnesses such as hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, and others. A person may ruin their life because of anger, such that their family, children, and those close to them cannot stand them because of their frequent anger, and they do not feel comfortable while they are around them. This is one of the biggest causes of alienation and division among family members. Due to their quickness to anger and slowness to be pleased, some people can no longer endure anyone, and as a result, no one else can bear them. They become weary of people, and people become weary of them, and they end up in isolation that destroys them. Whoever trains themselves to curb anger and overcome shaitan, their soul becomes disciplined and their devil is defeated. Because forbearance is acquired by striving to be forbearing, just as knowledge is acquired by studying. then no one can provoke them because they control themselves. As for those who follow their inner selves, that incline to evil, and are overcome by their desires, and controlled by their devils, they are provoked even by the foolish and are weak even if they appear to be strong. On the other hand, anger over the sacred limits of Allah Almighty being violated is praiseworthy and commendable in the Sharia. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most severe people in anger if a sanctity of Allah the Exalted was violated, as indicated in numerous hadiths. At the same time, this anger must be measured by the balance of Sharia, not reaching excess and exaggeration. Otherwise, they may destroy and ruin their soul, as narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, there were two men among the children of Israel who were like brothers. One of them sinned while the other strove hard in worship. The one who strove would see the other upon a sin and say, desist. One day he found him upon a sin and said to him, desist. He replied, leave me and my Lord. Have you been sent as a watcher over me? He said, by Allah, Allah will not forgive you, or he will not admit you to paradise. Then their souls were taken, and they were gathered before the Lord of the worlds. Allah said to the striving one, were you knowledgeable of what is with me, or were you capable of what is in my hand? And He Almighty said to the sinner, go, enter paradise by my mercy. And He Almighty said about the other, take him to the fire. Abu Huraira said, by him in whose hand is my soul, he spoke a word that ruined his world and his hereafter. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, this man became angry for Allah's sake, then spoke while angry for the sake of Allah in a way that was not permissible, and pronounced something binding upon Allah without knowledge, so Allah nullified his deeds. Then what about someone who speaks impermissibly in anger for their own sake and following their own desires? Atta bin Abi Rabah, may Allah have mercy on him, said that nothing causes scholars at the end of their lives to weep more than an outburst of anger that would destroy 50 years or 60 years or 70 years of deeds. And perhaps one fit of anger may thrust someone into a situation from which they could never recover. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who suppress their anger in all situations and circumstances. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.